Hello, this is Dr. Gary Danko. This is the 13th episode of Quantum Life Repair Podcast. The title of this episode is Using Hypnosis for Weight Loss. If you've ever struggled with your weight, you've probably heard the same advice over and over. Eat less, move more. Track your calories, cut out carbs, drink more water. And while these strategies may work short term, they rarely last. Not because you're lazy, not because you're broken, but because they don't address the real issue, your subconscious mind. So today, we're going to explore a different approach, one that starts beneath the surface. We're talking about using hypnosis for weight loss and how it works, why it's so effective, and what makes it fundamentally different from every diet you've ever tried. Because weight loss isn't just a physical journey. It's emotional. It's energetic. It's deeply subconscious. And if your mind isn't on board, your body won't be either. Let's talk about the subconscious and weight. Let's start here. Your subconscious mind controls over 90% of your thoughts, habits, and emotional responses. That includes what food you crave, when you feel hungry, how you use food for comfort or punishment, whether you believe you can change, and what safety looks like in your body. Most of our patterns around eating and body image are formed early in life. Maybe you were rewarded with sweets for being good. Maybe you learned to clean your plate even when you were full. Maybe food became your escape from stress, loneliness, or trauma. These aren't conscious choices. They're emotional memories stored in the subconscious. And that's why willpower alone fails. Because it's trying to overpower a pattern that's already been deeply rehearsed. Let's talk about why diets don't work long term. Diets focus on behavior, but hypnosis focuses on the belief behind the behavior. Diets say, eat less. Hypnosis asks, why do I overeat in the first place? Diets say, avoid the trigger food. Hypnosis says, let's dissolve the trigger entirely. Most diets create temporary restriction, followed by binging, guilt, and shame. But with hypnosis, we reprogram the response itself. We shift your internal associations from food equals comfort to breathe equals safety. From stress equals snack to stress equals stillness. From I can't to I choose to nourish. That's when things change. So what happens in a weight loss hypnosis session? In a hypnosis session for weight loss, we guide the mind into a calm, relaxed state where brainwaves slow down into alpha and theta frequencies. This state allows the subconscious to become receptive to new suggestions. One that match your actual goals, not just your habits. We may use imagery like seeing yourself eating with presence and joy, feeling full with less food, feeling confident in your body, no matter the number on the scale, and releasing the emotional weight, not just the physical. We often incorporate suggestions like, you easily recognize when you're full, or you feel calm and in control around food, or you move your body in ways that feel good, or you're safe in your changing body. Because the subconscious doesn't respond to logic. It responds to emotion, to visualization, to repetition, and hypnosis offers all three. Let's talk about emotional eating. Because for most people, it's not about hunger. It's about soothing sadness or distracting from loneliness or avoiding confrontation or feeling some form of pleasure when life feels dull. Food becomes a bandage for a wound that needs healing. Hypnosis helps you trace that pattern back to its origin and gently rewrite it. You stop punishing yourself for needing comfort and instead learn new ways to comfort without harming. This is how true transformation happens. And here's where the metaphysical piece comes in. Your body isn't just mass, it's frequency. Extra weight can sometimes be the physical manifestation of unprocessed energy, like fear, trauma, boundaries that were never spoken, shame that wasn't yours to carry. When you use hypnosis for weight loss, you're not just changing behavior. You're releasing the weight of suppressed emotions. And as your energy field shifts, your physical body follows. Many of my clients report not just weight loss, but more energy, better sleep, clearer intuition, emotional regulation, and a stronger sense of self-worth. Because this isn't about a smaller body. It's about a freer spirit. Now, if you're ready to experience this shift, I invite you to visit drgarydanko.com. There, you'll find free activations, guided audio sessions to help you release emotional eating triggers, create a new self-image, align with your ideal weight energetically, and feel more present in your body. These are not diets. They're rewiring tools for the soul, and they're completely free. If you've struggled with weight, if you've tried everything and still feel stuck, if you're tired of feeling at war with your body, let me say this clearly. You are not broken. You don't need another diet. You need to remember who you are. Your body's not the enemy. Your body is your messenger. And when your subconscious starts believing you're worthy of feeling good, of feeling light, free, and at peace, the body follows. So take the pressure off. Take one step inward and let healing unfold from the inside out. In our next episode, we'll explore energetic boundaries and protection for empaths and healers. Because once your energy starts shifting, knowing how to protect it is key. Until then, eat with awareness, move with love, and trust that your body is listening.